Centered Kids.
Welcome to the Biblically Centered Kids Podcast. Today is a great Sunday. My name is Miss Danica, and I'm excited to share some fun things with you and then guide you on a draw along. Today is June 30th, 2024. It's the last day of June. We are officially halfway through this year.
Whoa!
If you haven't noticed, this week's virtue was Z. We zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God. Well, the alphabet stops after Z, so where do we go from here? Well, I'm excited to tell you that that means we get to start all the way back to virtue A tomorrow. Repeating things, whether it be in school, reminders from your parents, or even when you're studying, is a great way to help you memorize and really understand what you're learning. And each time you go back over something, you're older and you can comprehend even more. So that's what we're going to do with our biblical family virtues. We will go from A to Z all over again by the end of the year. And I'm sure that you'll learn even more and grow even more in your knowledge and understanding of God. I know for myself that it can take several times for something to sink in or for me to learn it. And that's what our whole lives are. We don't want to be stagnant or just settle for our current understanding. No! We want to be continually changed and transformed by God so that we can better reflect His Son, Jesus Christ. We are to represent Him well with our lives. And I know I can use redirection or help often. So that's what being a Christian is all about. I'm so glad you're continuing your journey of our biblical family virtues and practicing them at home. And speaking of what being a Christian is all about, what does it even mean to be a Christian? Have you ever heard of worldview? Well, being a Christian means having a biblical worldview. A worldview is like a pair of glasses. It's the way we see and understand the world around us. When we look at life through a biblical worldview, we see things the way God created them. There are actually seven important parts or cornerstones to a biblical worldview. For today's draw along, we're going to draw seven small pictures to represent each biblical worldview cornerstone. And at the end, if you agree with everything I said, I'm going to invite you to pray a prayer of salvation with me to welcome you into God's family so you can pursue a life of holiness set apart for Him. So go grab some paper and a pen or pencil. You can always grab some crayons too to add some color when we're all done. I'll give you a little bit of time to gather your supplies. All right, now that you've got everything ready, we're going to use both sides of our paper today to make sure everything fits and that we have enough room. First, to make sure we have a place for everything, we are going to fold our paper in half. First, I'm going to fold it in half long ways or horizontally. Okay, then I'm going to open it back up and then I'm going to fold it short ways or vertically. And then fold it back out. So this way, your paper should have two creases in it, making a plus sign or a cross. So you can spread it back out and you can turn it either way you want to. On the front, we're gonna draw four big circles in each of our four sections on the front. Then we're going to turn our paper over on the back and draw three more big circles in just three of those sections. All right, now we have a total of seven circles. We're going to start drawing our little pictures on the side with four circles. So turn it back over to where you can see four circles. So there are seven important parts or cornerstones of a biblical worldview. We're going to start with our first circle. So put a number one beside whichever circle is going to be your first circle. This circle is for understanding who God is. We believe in the one true God who made everything and loves us very much. He is holy, loving, and perfect in every way. For our first circle, we're going to draw a flashlight, shining light. Because once we understand who God is, it's like a light comes on in our heart and lives and helps us to see everything God's way. So I'm going to keep all of my pictures pretty simple today. You can add more details later. But right now, I'm going to draw a flashlight in my first circle. So I'm going to draw a long, skinny rectangle with another rectangle at the end of it. That's going to be where my light is coming out. I'm going to make two lines kind of coming out to look like a big ray of light. And then maybe on my rectangle or my handle of my flashlight, I'm going to add a smaller rectangle like a button. So I have clicked my button and my light is shining. All right. Now we're going to move on to our second circle. Let's put a number two beside our second one. This circle represents that we all make mistakes. Everyone sins and does things that are wrong because we have a sinful nature. This means that every choice we make is important and has eternal consequences. So for this drawing, we're going to draw a band-aid showing that we need healing. First, I'm going to draw a square, and then I'm going to kind of draw maybe like a rectangle with a semicircle at the end on both sides to make a band-aid shape. And then some band-aids have little dots kind of on that middle square portion. So again, we're just going to keep these all very simple. So that's circle two. All right, on to circle three. So mark that with a number three. This circle is about Jesus is the only way to be saved and to have a relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. We all need to be forgiven of our sin, and that only happens when we ask forgiveness and put our trust in Jesus. In this circle, let's draw a cross to represent Christ's actions and the only way that we can receive salvation. So you can keep yours simple and just do, you know, one line going up and down and one line across, or you can draw like an outline of a cross. I'm going to try to draw the outline of a cross. So I've got the top of my cross, each side of my cross, and then the bottom is a little bit longer. So I have a cross. All right, moving on to circle number four. Let's put a number four beside that one. This one is for the Bible. We believe that the Bible is completely true and can be trusted. It helps us know how to live our lives and make good choices so that we can better reflect Christ. It also tells us all about God. Let's draw a compass to show that the Bible points us to God. I'm going to just draw a simple compass. Some of them kind of open up, but I'm just going to draw a circle with a tiny circle at the top for kind of where you could hook it onto something. And then a compass always, it shows us north, and we're saying that our compass is pointing to God. So I'm going to make a line in my compass and a cross. So it's kind of like a plus sign. And then I'm going to make two smaller lines kind of going across that, or making maybe like an X. And I'm going to draw this one pointing up. I'm going to draw a triangle on the top of that line to show that that is pointing north or to God. And there you go. Just a simple compass. All right. Now let's flip our paper over and we're going to go to circle number five. Let's draw number five. This circle is for God being absolute truth. Because God is truth, He has defined it, described it in the Bible, and truth is unchanging across time and cultures. In this circle, let's draw two tablets like the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament. We know that God's character never changes, So what he spoke to the Israelites in those Ten Commandments is still relevant for our lives today. So if you've seen a picture of the two tablets, they were kind of like big rectangles, and then the top has a semicircle on it. So I'm going to draw two of those. And if you wanted to, you could write a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on one of them, and then a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 on the other one, saying that those were the tablets with the Ten Commandments, reminding us that God is absolute truth. Okay, we're moving on to circle number 6. Let's put a number 6 beside it. This circle is for our purpose in life. Our main goal or mission in life is to know, love, and serve God with everything we have, our heart, our mind, our strength, and our soul. Our purpose, it is to glorify God, and in that we will be filled with purpose and joy. Let's draw a little stick figure or a little person to represent our whole selves and how we want to glorify God with our whole self. So I'm going to draw a stick figure, my circle for my head, my line for my body, two legs, and a line across for my arms. Again, we're just kind of making representations for each of these circles. All right, let's move on to our last circle, circle number 7. Let's put a 7 next to our last circle. This circle is about true success. As Christians, we define success as obeying God in what we think, say, and do. Only when we follow God's ways are we truly successful. In this circle, let's draw a crown, because the Bible talks about crowns that we can receive in heaven for believing in Him and for showing biblical virtue to others. So I'm going to draw a little line down, a big line across, another line up, and then I'm going to draw kind of some mountains or triangles from those lines to the other to be the top of my crown. You could even draw some little circles to be gems. Now that we're done with our drawing and that we've learned the 7 cornerstones of a biblical worldview, I want to ask you, do you agree? Do you believe that everything we talked about is true? If so, I'm so happy to say that you have a biblical worldview. If you've already prayed a prayer of salvation, I'm so excited to call you a brother or a sister in Christ. We have the honor to pursue a life of holiness together, sharing God with everyone we know, just like this week's virtue. And if you haven't prayed a prayer of salvation, I'm going to invite you to pray one with me today. And actually, even if you already have prayed one, I invite you to join in and really think about the words we're going to say and really commit your life to glorifying God. Are you ready? You can just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I know that you love me and have a special plan for my life. Your word says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Right now, I call on you. I believe that Jesus is your Son and that He died on the cross for my sins. I believe that He rose from the dead so that I can have eternal life with you. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I am sorry I have sinned, and I ask for your forgiveness. Your word says, if you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Thank you for saving me and making me part of your family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yay! Oh, if that was the first time you prayed anything like that, I am cheering. Mr. Johnny is cheering. Our kids are cheering and celebrating your decision. You are now a part of God's family. Yeah! I hope you're smiling so big because it is the best thing you could ever do in your entire life. And now, like this week's virtue, I invite you to zealously tell everyone you know that you made that decision. Because we are God's children, we obey His commandments and spread the good news of Jesus everywhere we go. Wow! I had the best time with you today. Congratulations! If you would like to let Mr. Johnny and myself know about your decision to trust in God, we would love to hear about it. Seriously, we would be so, so pumped. You can tell a parent to email us at info@biblicallycentered.com. We love hearing from you and enjoy the rest of your day. I can't wait to start back with Virtue A with you tomorrow.